Hi Lisa, it's Nikki here. I thought it was easier to record an audio boo rather than write a big long message, but I think essentially your message to me sounds like you're very much on the right track. I'm really sorry to hear about your back. That sounds like a very nasty injury, and sciatica is just so tedious. So I hope that you get that sorted out, but you're quite correct in saying that decreasing some weight will certainly help with your back and, of course, with your health as well. I think that the one thing that stands out from what you say and your message is firstly that you seem to be going the way of grilled chicken breasts and tuna and some really good sources of protein such as nuts and obviously lots of fruit. I wouldn't go too far down the low-fat zone in terms of low-fat yogurts and what have you. I think that some of the healthy fat in yogurt will be absolutely fine, and what you get from the taste and the satiety of having the slightly higher-fat dairy is probably not an issue for you anyway. So we're sort of moving away from really low fat ways of eating to the lower starchy carbohydrates and higher protein. Seems to be the way that a lot of people find is very effective for losing weight. Certainly cutting out your Maccas is going to make a huge difference. The only thing that stands out in your message too is you say, I've decided I want to eat healthy and a lot of it so I don't get hungry. Now, I think you need to turn around your thinking perhaps a little bit on that one and think of really making sure your portion sizes are quite small. So the only thing you can really eat a lot of is going to be your leafy veggies, things like broccoli. You can go for it with that stuff, but if you think of eating a lot of, say, a chicken salad or even a pumpkin salad and really eating till you're completely full, you're going to find your portion sizes blow out. So eat frequently, have your 5 to 6 small meals a day, eat every few hours, and the reason behind that is that you won't have to eat your big portions, which is where you put on the weight. So eat little, eat often, high protein, low starchy carbs, so avoiding things like your potatoes and white pastas and going for maybe a sweet potato and a wholemeal pasta is a really good way to go. So best of luck. I hope it goes really well for you, and let me know. You might want to do a weigh-in every week with yourself and check your weight and check your measurements too. Okay, bye Lisa.